Last week, we had great success in contacting a beloved animal who had just passed away, Coco the gorilla. We were able to reach Coco in the afterlife. Well, we just had the news this morning that another beloved animal has passed away. Reveille 8, the longtime mascot for Texas A&M, has now gone to the great animal beyond. So we thought we would try to get in touch with Reveille 8.
See if we can do that.
See if we can go two for two the same way we did it with Coco last week. So let's just see. Reveille 8, come in. Are you listening in another dimension? Reveille 8, can you hear us?
Hello?
We can barely hear.
Is somebody talking to me?
Yeah, is this Reveille 8?
It's me, Reveille 8.
Hey, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's me, old Reveille.
Sorry to hear about your demise.
Oh, that's okay. I was expecting it at some point in my life.
Mm-hmm, as we all should be.
You know what? Personally, and I know I'm biased, but I think I'm a top 10 Reveille of all time.
Well, there have only been now 9,
yeah,
so...
I think you're safe there.
I think I'm going to go down as one of the greatest Reveilles in history. I mean, think about it. I oversaw a time of great Aggie prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I stopped the illegal flow of immigrants into College Station. I cut taxes, and I was a free bleeder.
You were.
I'm sorry?
Yep.
I guess you were, yeah.
But I hate my name.
Why?
People always messing it up, George. Calling me Revelry and Rebel T and stuff like that. I don't know. Hey, oddly enough, I went to UT. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, well, you did not.
I was a Longhorn. I studied poli sci there. And then I got busted with an ounce and a half of weed at the Mexican border.
Oh, no.
Got kicked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to A&M, and they picked me up.
Oh, never knew that story.
I heard you hate dogs. Is that true?
Oh, no. I'm a huge dog lover. I love dogs.
I'm looking forward to meeting Bo Jackson, the Basset down here.
Up there, yes.
Is that where we are?
Yes.
You think old Bo Jackson be good for me?
What do you mean good for you? I'm sure he'd be a friendly basset to talk to.
Hanky panky breeding, George.
Oh, we don't need to talk about that.
I don't think you need to breed anymore. You're in dog heaven.
Hold on a second. Somebody's here wants to talk to you.
Hmm. Oh, we're running up against it.
Coco wanted to know who this is.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Coco.
Leave us alone.
It's the Musers again on the ticket in Dallas.
Coco welcoming Reveille down below to the hot heaven Coco live in.
Oh, no. Reveille ended up there, too, huh?
Coco still hurt that George said Coco need boob job.
I never said that. I just said I don't want to talk to you.
Coco now self-conscious about Coco gorilla body.
Oh, good. George. Good. I hope you're miserable. Hey, put Reveille back on the line.
That made Coco sad. Coco think about ending it all.
No, don't do that, Coco.
You can't.
Coco happy to have pet dog now.
So you've kind of adopted Reveille?
Yes. Pet dog bring Coco tennis ball.
You're playing fetch in animal hell?
Coco bring pet dog piece of Coco poo poo. Where's George?
I'm packing up my things and I'm going home.
If pet dog make Coco mad, Coco rip out pet dog throat and put in Coco Barbie greenhouse.
No, don't do that.
Pray for Coco. Coco love George. Coco join George every Tuesday and every Friday on Sports Radio 13.
No, that's the case. I'm not working here anymore.
Let's go to your calls, 888-787-COCO.
We can't do that, and that's not a number.
How can we have this?
Coco.
Twice in a week.
Sounds like you got plenty of company down there.
Reveille and Coco love George and love non-George. We appear all time.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you in about 10 years, see how you're doing then.
Coco can hang out for a couple segments.
Oh, really?
No, not needed.
Well, I don't know that we got room for you.
No, we got way too many voices.
Man with pitchfork calling Coco away.
Stop
now.
It.
Man with pitchfork calling
Stop it.
Coco
no. All right, there's Reveille 8. And somehow Coco
makes
another appearance within 4 days.